Welcome back to another episode of the Mac Rumor Show. My name is Dan. We have Hartley here as usual. Hartley, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. That's great to hear. Are you excited about life and tech and Apple?
I am getting dejected now.
Why? Just the, we have no iPads left.
Yeah, it's just every week now. Yeah. I know that we're going to get them eventually, but it's just, I think I was riding a bit of a high with that, with the MacBook Air a few weeks ago, and feeling like, oh, we're going to get, is it going to be a week of announcements? Surely it's going to be the following week. And then I think, oh, it's got to be the week after that. And by this point, I'm getting tired now. I'm getting impatient.
Why do I feel like we're just being trolled by Apple?
Maybe. It would not be the first time.
Yeah. I just want us to be wrong. So we had some articles, and I think a lot of other outlets also went with the whole like March 26th announcement date. I made a whole video about it, and now it appears, according to Mark Gurman, that that's not true. And Hartley, do you have a little more clarification on why that's not true?
So from my understanding, the information where that originated from was sort of lost in translation. So it was referring to the fact that apparently third-party accessories designed for the new iPads are being released on that date. So that is nothing to do with Apple, but people were assuming that because it seems like that date would make sense when we're seeing manufacturers or accessory brands releasing new accessories for next generation devices on that date, that there may be something related to it. Now, sometimes that is the case. We've seen that plenty of times over the years with stuff like when the iPad mini was redesigned, and less so with iPhone cases. Sometimes those go on sale beforehand, but there is usually some sort of correlation. We know that the new iPads are coming soon, but we all just want an exact date at this point. So I think it's more of a translation issue in this case, rather than anyone being explicitly wrong.
I will say, I have been seeing a lot of like people reaching out about iPad specific products and, you know, trying to get sponsors and trying to get products to be reviewed. And I just, you know, it makes me think like, okay, well, why are they all coming out now for the end of March as like the target for when they would like stuff to go? Yeah, it just kind of makes you think. And then you put it all together with all these other rumors, and I'm like, well, it adds up to me. But yeah, I mean, maybe it's not March 26th. Maybe it's March 25th. Who knows? Maybe it's Monday. They did the MacBook Air on Monday. Could just be Monday. Could also be early April. Could also be next year. I don't know. Anyways, we talked a lot about the iPads. I do, before we get into our main topic, though, I want to touch on, there has been a new update to the iPad Pros, in the sense that now there's a rumor suggesting that there could come a new model for the iPad Pros in terms of display. So basically, you know, Apple offers the nano texture coating for the Pro Display XDR and the Studio Display. So it's a matte display instead of gloss for the glass. And so that could be the case now for the iPad Pros, or at least that's what the report has been, correct?
Yes. So this is an interesting one, because we haven't actually heard this from anywhere before. Yeah. And there are some things that are a little bit strange about it, because I don't know how a matte coating would really work on an iPad. Because if you think about the Studio Display with nano texture coating, that thing really hugs the fingerprints, and it is quite hard to clean. Mm-hmm. So on a device that you're actually touching, how much worse is that going to be? Now, it may not be nano texture. That was not the rumor. It's an inference, because it's supposed to be a matte display option. But the thing that makes it believable, of course, is that matte screen protectors for iPads are quite popular now, with accessories like Paperlike, and people enjoy that particularly with the Apple Pencil. So you can see that Apple would maybe want to offer that option at purchase, to offer a better experience, And the whole reason why they offer it on the studio display with nanotexture as opposed to just a normal anti-reflective coating is because it is not a coating. It is actually etched in. That texture is actually etched into the glass itself. So you supposedly preserve some image quality. So there would be an advantage to them doing this with the iPad compared to just a normal screen protector with a matte finish. So I can believe it on the one hand, but on the other hand, I don't know if there's some missing piece here. I will believe it more when we hear another report, but what I will say is that the particular leaker that this has come from has a mixed track record. So they've come out with some stuff, like they said last year that there would be the new iPad Air would be released in October. Of course, we still even haven't even had that new iPad Air, so that was wrong. But then they've had other little things, like in April last year, they said that the iPhone 15 and 15 Plus would have frosted back glass. And that was the only report we ever had about frosted back glass. We never heard it from anywhere else. And of course, it ended up being true. So this individual clearly does have information that is correct. They have posted quite a lot of other information that has also been proven to be correct. So it definitely is interesting. It was quite a detailed, unusually detailed post from them. So I'm really interested to see how this works, because I'm sure it's going to be just a little bit more than nanotexture per se, because how would you clean it?
I'm skeptical about it, but that would be interesting. Like you said, there are tons of matte reflected. I think it would be great to have something that would provide less glare for sure, especially on a device like that, even our phones, you know. But I don't know. That would be one of those things where I might need to order both and see which one I like the most before I commit to one either way. All right, so that is the iPads. Obviously, when they come out, we'll talk more about it, but I don't want to spend too much time because we've really beaten this down for a while. It's early tech season. We're grasping here. But we did get some information about the AirPods have been popping up lately. And so we are expecting AirPods 4 and AirPods Max 2 this year. When exactly? Kind of in the September-October range. Maybe for AirPods Max, it could be later on. But if you want to dive into what we can expect for the AirPods 4, because now, like the iPad Air, looking at what, two models? That's different.
Yeah, that is. It's a really intriguing decision that Apple is taking with the AirPods, because the third generation AirPods apparently have not sold as well as Apple hoped. They seem to sell a lot of the second generation model because they're a low cost option, but at the sort of in the middle of the market, people just go for AirPods Pro. So the AirPods 3 have kind of been a little bit of a sales disappointment for Apple, or so we're led to believe. So that's why they're going in this direction, and they're going to offer two models. So one of these will be an entry-level model, effectively the same as the current. There will be upgrades. I'm sure we'll get onto those. But just looking at the differences, that higher-end AirPods 4, fourth generation model, it will offer active noise cancellation, and it will have the MagSafe charging case with a speaker and with Find My for precision finding. So that is what you will get for your extra, I guess, $50 or whatever the price difference will be. But in doing that, Apple is trying to make the AirPods lineup simpler, which it doesn't seem at first, but if you imagine that this will replace both the second and third generation that Apple is currently selling. So I don't know what price points these will hit, but if that means that the AirPods 4 as standard are coming in at a lower price, then I can kind of see that. What if they start at $99, and then if you want the active noise cancellation and MagSafe, the enhanced MagSafe charging case, then maybe that's $149, and then AirPods Pro $249. You can see maybe the logic there.
I would absolutely love two models in which one has all the high-end features, like the AirPods Pro. But I don't, usually like the tips. I don't need the tips. And so that's kind of what we're getting here, at least with like noise cancellation. I don't really need any other feature besides good noise cancellation, honestly. Everything else to me is like, it's maybe I won't know what I had until it's gone type deal. But like, I'm using the AirPods 3 right now, and this is totally fine. The only thing I wish I had was noise cancellation. And I don't really love the tips, which is why I don't use it for this podcast, but I do use it when I travel and stuff like that. So I mean, you know, I can understand this, especially if that would all of a sudden bump it down in price, like you said, making entry-level AirPods, if they're still this good at $99, whew, I can't imagine that those won't be selling like crazy. You know, I mean, people ask me for, you know, AirPods and what's the cheapest ones I can get. And it's hard for me to recommend, you know, super old ones, but like, they're still good. They're still fine. And if you're trying to just save some money and get good headphones or earbuds that work well, that's really, you know, let's just say decent earbuds that work really well with your entire ecosystem, it's really hard to pass up if you're involved in that, right?
I should say that we don't actually know what will happen with the tips, because you'd expect, since that is something that differentiates the AirPods Pro from the AirPods 2 and 3, that they won't have those tips. However, how effective is noise cancellation going to be without those tips? Because to have active noise cancellation, you need a good seal on the ear. So how is that going to be possible? We are expecting a new design, so we're expecting a new shape. So maybe they will just be, the actual sort of plastic shell will be shaped to go a little bit more deeply into the ear canal, and that will be sufficient. But maybe they will have tips. Because if Apple is not selling enough AirPods, non-AirPods Pro models, they may well think, what people want is AirPods Pro, and so we just need to provide like effectively entry-level AirPods Pro, because that's why they're giving it active noise cancellation. So maybe the tips go hand in hand with that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense that you need the tips in order to have a better active noise cancellation. I don't know, figure out a way to not do it and keep it the same form factor, because this is far more comfortable, and I feel like a lot of people out there, well, not a lot, but I feel like there are others out there that might agree with me that saying like, this is more comfortable for long periods of use compared to the AirPods Pro. It's not like I don't like those, and they're not horribly uncomfortable. It's just like, I don't know, after like an hour or two, I do need that break, which everybody does. But like, when you're on a plane, you're trying to watch a 2-hour movie and you're like waiting for this thing to be over with so you can take these things out of your ears, that's not a good sign of something that's super comfortable. And so, yeah, I just, you know, I maybe I need to mess around with the fit again and try different tips. But, yeah. So now, slightly off topic, but have you seen those AirPods cases that have, like, the display on the front? And then, like, Apple was rumored, you know, there was, like, the patent and stuff that they were made off of. What do you think about those?
I don't really get it. I don't really understand the point of it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the battery information and the fact that I have both a left and right earbud. Some of them show media apparently, which maybe is cool, but I have my Apple Watch. I can also just see my phone. So I can't imagine myself picking up my AirPods casing and kind of swiping through the tracks or something like an iPod. It just feels a little bit odd. I think it's just a way for these accessory manufacturers to make a bit of money, because it's sort of a novelty, but I don't actually think it serves a practical purpose. I know Apple patented it, but I can't really even see them ever offering that.
Yeah, they're probably pointless, but I do think there might be a little bit of like a use case. Maybe if they I'm basically just discussing an iPod at this point, but like, imagine if the case, like, you know, you could like go to your playlist and do it all from there, and you could download to that. It is one less device that you need if you're on the go. maybe you don't own an Apple Watch or you don't want a watch, but you do want to go for a run and you want to bring your AirPods with you, then you bring the case. I don't know. Do people run with the case? Don't listen to me. But yeah, they ultimately seem pointless. With that said, might be getting one in to try out. So one of these little ones that have been all over the internet. So you should definitely check out that video. But with that said, all right, back to the AirPods. So we were talking about the AirPods 4. Like, what else could they do to improve those, you know, non-pro models and kind of make them, you know, stand out as another option for? Or is it just going to be kind of like an S year where they upgrade some minor improvements and things like that?
I'm not sure how much they really can do with them. I think that considering that the AirPods Max, as I'm sure we'll get to, are not expected to get a chip upgrade. I don't know if the AirPods 4 are going to get a chip upgrade. And on that basis, really how much else can Apple do with them? So they can add a USB-C port. As I mentioned before, we're expecting them to have a little bit of a better fit and a slight redesign. But obviously you can only redesign them so far. They're probably not going to get rid of the stems. It's probably just in-ear fit. Maybe they could get tips, as I say. But there's not a huge amount else really that we can expect from them, because it's not like something like the AirPods Pro, where in the future maybe they'll have heart rate sensors or temperature sensors or something, sort of a high-end feature to really hook interest, because these are intended to be a low-cost device or at least an entry-level device. So I think it's enough. I do think it's enough to justify an upgrade. In particular, obviously, USB-C, those Find My features as well, I think would be really useful. So it's enough, but I don't think that there's going to be anything particularly major. I can actually see that the upgrade from the AirPods 2 to the AirPods 3 will be a bigger upgrade than the 3 to the 4.
True, because you are getting a complete redesign and everything. So for those who are still holding out to an AirPods 2, maybe you're looking at, you know, the 4, but the lower model 4, right? Probably. That would probably be enough. So you mentioned those features. I forgot about those. Wasn't there supposed to be like a thermometer like feature that was going to come? Is that all for the Pro, I'm guessing? Probably not.
We don't know when that will happen. It sort of makes sense it would be in the next generation AirPods Pro, but we know so little about the next generation AirPods Pro right now. We're just sort of inferring based on what various analysts have said. Also, Mark Gurman has written about this, so it must be being developed inside Apple. The reason for that is because the ear is a good place to take body temperature information. And the more data points you have for things like heart rate and body temperature, the more accurate that's going to be. So the AirPods are the next device that makes sense to add health features to, and it could seriously bolster and make the Apple Watch's health tracking capabilities much more accurate, to the point that maybe right now, for example, even though we have body temperature sensing, you can't get the Apple Watch to tell you when you have a fever. But maybe if you had both an Apple Watch and AirPods Pro, that would be enough data for Apple to make that evaluation accurately. So we'll see. I live in hope for the AirPods Pro, because I think there is a lot that they could do. It's just a question of, is it all going to be ready in time? Because obviously they're such small earbuds. How much really can they physically fit in there?
Yeah, true. There's just not a lot to talk about in terms of the AirPods 4 either, honestly. Like, how much more can you, like you said, can we improve on that product? Aside from some of the things that we already mentioned.
Without letting them cannibalize the AirPods Pro.
Right. Could we get maybe a different color option? Eh? Is Apple ever going to give us different color options for these? Ever, do you think?
I don't want to say never, but I would be very surprised if so. I think there's two reasons for that. The first reason is Apple typically... has always sort of stuck to certain uses of materials and colors. And while with some device, like the iPhone now, we get in a whole load of colors. I know we may not get your burnt orange iPhone, but we do basically get, you know, iPhones in a bunch of colors nowadays. We even get the things like the MacBook Air in colors, or even if they are not bright colors, we do get it. We get things like the iMac. But when it comes to core devices, really important devices, Apple's bread and butter colors are silver, silver, aluminium, and white plastic. And that is what they have used for a very, very long time. Even the Vision Pro, a high-end device, it's available in silver and white. And you could have seen that coming. And that matches an iPod from nearly 20 years ago. So I think with that in mind, it would be odd for them to offer something like a black plastic or, I don't know, a red plastic or something. I could see product red maybe because it would be sort of similarly striking, but black, I don't know. And black would show a lot of scratches. So I think it's unlikely. Also, when we think about the colors that Apple does offer, when they're not on accessories, they are always anodized aluminium. So it would just be a little bit too unusual. And the second reason is because they're too identifiable. AirPods with their shape and their stem. So the stem inside the AirPods Pro and AirPods 3, it's hollow. There's basically nothing mm-hmm. in there. There's just a little controller. On the first generation AirPods with the thicker stem, that contains a battery. It contains a little round cell. But on the subsequent generations, it's empty. There's no reason for it to be there. When you think of things like the, what are they? The Beats Studio Buds? Beats?
Yeah.
Something. I don't remember what they're called. Those don't have stems, but they are basically AirPods in a different shell. They don't need stems. So in the same way that Apple likes the stem because it's really identifiable, and even the people who didn't like it at first, and people said, why have you got like Q-tips hanging out your ears? They are really distinctive and they look kind of normal. And I prefer them to earbuds that have kind of an in-ear look. They're really recognizable. And I think that the white plastic is part of that. If they were black, wouldn't be anywhere near as recognizable. They'd look like a third-party earbud. But you know when you see someone with little white earbuds and that little stem coming down, you know it's AirPods. And that's got brand power, just like the notch, just like the home button, all of these little things.
Yeah. It's frustrating, though, just because, like, I feel like black ones would be a little more discreet. You know, you can, I don't know. I'm not asking for orange. That would be strange, but I'm just...
I tell you what I can see happening, or at least is more likely to happen than colors. I can see a matte finish, a little bit like the Apple Pencil, too.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Because I think that the AirPods case does seem to get really scratched. It does get a little bit greasy. They're not nice things. And I can see at least the charging case having a matte finish. Maybe the earbuds would still need to have a glossy finish because otherwise I don't know how well a matte finish is going to hold up to earwax and all of that stuff actually in your ears. But a glossy finish maybe for that would have to be maintained. But the case doesn't need to be.
I was thinking of like silver aluminum AirPods. That would be so heavy. No one would want that. But like that would look sleek. It's not a color that is, you know, but like here, I have this, the battery in front of me for the Apple Vision Pro. Like this style for your AirPods, that would be ridiculous to have in your ears, but it would still be cool.
Apple doesn't care about weight. I mean, the AirPods Max are pretty heavy there. AirPods Max did not prioritize comfort in any way. So maybe future AirPods Pro 5 years from now, when there are no other upgrades that they can do, we will get...
They'll add some aluminum to it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, the Vision Pro battery doesn't need to be aluminum.
It's purely so aesthetic. Heavy, too. Yeah. It's so heavy. AirPods Max 2, you brought it up. Might as well talk about it. USB-C?
Yeah, that's it.
End of list.
Yeah.
End of list. I don't know what else there is, man. Bluetooth 5.3, does anyone care? What are we on now? 5.1, 2? Does it go consecutive like that? I don't even know. That's the thing. I felt like it was one.
I don't know what the current model has, but 5.3 is now what's going in all of Apple's new devices, so obviously makes sense, especially on what are ultimately Bluetooth headphones. But we're really not expecting too much else.
It's 5.0 right now, so we're way off.
I think it should improve latency, but I don't know how noticeable that will be.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've never, like, put those on and been like, damn, these things are just so far off. Like, I've never noticed. So, I mean, I'm definitely happy to have updates to that. You should keep it up with the times, but, like, they're not going to be touting that as a major upgrade. So new color options could be, this is where we're at. We're like, you know.
I can't decide about this because with some things, like, take the M1 iPad Air. Apple did refresh the color options for that. They were significantly different to the previous iPad Air. But then something else like the iMac, which has loads of color options, they just kept that the same. Not even one new one. They didn't get rid of any. It was exactly the same. And the AirPods Max are probably a little bit more similar to the iMac, maybe in that regard. So I wouldn't be surprised if they just kept them the same. It would be, if they've really got nothing else to offer other than USB-C, surely they've got to give us some new color options. But the upgrade is so surprisingly small already, it almost makes me pessimistic that they will even give it the new color options.
That's lame. No offense. It's just give us new colors. Give us something different.
It's disappointing for a device in this price bracket. And if you think about what Apple uses that Max marketing for everything else, we think of things like the M3 Max chip or the iPhone 15 Pro Max. That Max terminology, whether I like it or not, is supposed to mean something. It is supposed to mean that you've got kind of the greatest of that product line. And ostensibly, the AirPods Max do provide that in terms of audio quality. But in terms of features, that is not the case. It has not been the case for a long time since the AirPods Pro, the last generation AirPods Pro came out. Because it's currently looking like the next generation AirPods Max will not have the H2 chip that was introduced on the AirPods Pro over a year ago now. I can't remember when they came out. It was definitely, may even have been a year and a half ago. They won't have adaptive audio, which, of course, we've now had for nearly a year on the AirPods Pro. So the ability to automatically change between transparency and automatically pause audio, all of those sorts of features, which really that should be on the AirPods Max. If it's good enough for the AirPods Pro, it's got to be good enough for the AirPods Max. The H2 chip allowed the noise cancellation in the AirPods Pro to be better. But without that additional computational power, there is nothing to make that noise cancellation better, at least according to what Apple has said. There's nothing to suggest that they can do that afterwards. Otherwise, why didn't they bring that improved noise cancellation to the first generation AirPods Pro?
My question is why not? Maybe this is wrong and Apple's going to do that thing where like they drop it and it has all the stuff and we're like, oh, okay, this makes way more sense. Because what is the reason why they won't add those things in that the AirPods Pro already has? Why won't we have precision finding? Why don't we have skin detect sensors? Why do we not have wireless charging? I mean, that one might be a little difficult to figure out, but like a better charging solution, is that on the table at all?
Or even just a case.
That's what I meant. A better case, not a better charging solution. A better case.
No, but charging USB-C too. Fine. Think of the AirPods Pro. You can charge them three different ways.
Yeah.
AirPods Max, Lightning. That's it.
I think it would be great if the case had some sort of built-in battery to it, to when you put them in there, they charged. And then all you did was, it's just like the AirPods. Like you charge the case then.
Personally, I would just settle for the case not being useless. Terrible. Yeah.
I'd be fine with a power button. Can I get a power button, please? Can I get a power button? That's all I want. Or some way to know that
protects the AirPods. Either's fine.
It protects the cups. It doesn't actually.
Well, it from protects what I don't some know. Of the cups. Some of the cups.
Well, it can't protect all of it. Or how are you supposed to charge it?
Well, I don't think I still don't know what they were thinking with that case, because the amount of exposure that the actual device has to the outside world is just ridiculous. So it's literally just an on-off switch. It's just like a paper on-off switch. I actually can't believe it's like a real product. It's sort of all the things that Apple sells that just baffle me. That charging case probably would take first place. Listen, it's not even a charging case.
No, it's not a charge. It's just it's a bra. And before everybody comes in and yells at us saying, why are you hating on? I love my AirPods Max. I think they're great. They just have some quirks that need to be fixed. And the rumors are making me upset because it feels like we're not adding in the things that you... there's no reason why the AirPods Pro and the AirPods Max aren't mirrored to one another. They should have the same features.
Well, not when it comes to... even like software features. I mean, that would be that would be like if the MacBook Air had software features, fairly significant software features that the MacBook Pro didn't have.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
So
I don't think we're being unreasonable.
We're not being unreasonable, and I feel like some people might think so. And I want you just all to take a step back and realize that there are improvements that you're being held back from for, in my opinion, reasons that we can't fathom right now that seem to be like good reasons. So if someone wants to come on from Apple and tell us, then they can tell us. But
I think if I had to guess, it's because they don't sell a lot of AirPods Max compared to something like the AirPods Pro.
Well, then,
And I think that they have not sold as well as they hoped. And I think they were hoping to get more life out of this design and more life out of what they have engineered. So they just want to do a sort of like a midlife refresh. I mean, really, it should not be midlife at this point, but maybe it will be that we get the redesign with the third generation AirPods Max, and maybe that will follow a year from now or a year from the release of the AirPods Max 2. Maybe it won't be such a long wait. But I just think that I don't think it's that their intention. I don't think that Tim Cook is sitting there in his office thinking, yes, I will not give the AirPods Max 2 a newer chip. I don't think it's an intentional thing in that way. I think it's just like an R&D thing that they don't want to invest the energy in giving it a bigger upgrade right now, and that it will later. But I think the reason why we're pointing it out is because the AirPods Max are nearly 4 years old. So that is a long time, really, for any consumer electronic device. But it's especially pronounced when the other products in the AirPods lineup are eclipsing it in terms of features. I mean, even the entry-level AirPods have skin detect sensors. And they have... what am I thinking of? They've got something else that I don't remember now.
Regardless, the point is, if you don't, it doesn't need to be a yearly upgrade. It doesn't need to be a yearly refresh, okay? But after 4 years, if you're going to put out brand new AirPods Max and the only changes is the charge connection, USB-C, and some Bluetooth and minor, you know, things that do not put it up to snuff with the AirPods Pro or other headphones out there in this category, then don't do it at all. Don't do it. I feel like that's more of a slap in the face than them taking 4 years to get, you know.
How would you feel then if the missing piece here is a price cut? So they're on stage, it's the iPhone event, or it's like a Mac event late in the year, and it's time for AirPods Max, and they just give it 1 minute, and they say, AirPods Max now features USB-C and Bluetooth 5.3 for lower latency, and it is now available for $349. And that is it. Okay. That is all they say. So it's not styled as the big new next generation. It is styled as a minor upgrade, and we're adjusting the price. How would you feel about that?
I'd be fine with that. And then I would expect more updates to them. And you now have two AirPod Max models, one at $349, one at $549, and that has all the extra features.
Or better still, the one at $349 should get all those features anyway.
Sure, because while I do think the audio quality is superior than most of these other headphones in that $349 range, it's not that much better. It's not. And those other ones offer EQs that you can adjust yourself. So out of the box, I do think they are better than most of those $349-ish, $400 headphones. I love the Sony WH-1 million character, you know, products, the XM5s, those are really good. And they can be as good as the AirPods Max with sound quality. They just take, they just need some adjusting out of the box with the app. Not everybody knows to do that. Not everybody wants to do that. So that's why I have to tell people, random everyday consumers, like, well, if you don't want to do any work, then this is the better product. It is also the better made headphones, the AirPods Max. They are better quality. But do you find that to be the case in your eyes of where that's more important to you? Because some people think they're uncomfortable. They're heavy. The it's not like the Sony ones or the Bose headphones, for that matter, are bad or poorly made. They're just mostly plastic. And so the premium feeling that you get from the AirPods Max is great and also not great for those who think that they're uncomfortable and like the other ones. Those noise cancellation on those other headphones are just as good as the AirPods Max. So Apple has the sound quality, but it's not like those other ones can't get there. And they're also $200 to $300 cheaper at times. Like right now, you can get the XM5s for like $250. So it's really hard for me to tell people, oh, well, you should just go AirPods Max. The only other thing that Apple has is the ecosystem, and those features are mega important to some people, and it is to me, which is why you won't see me use anything else but AirPods Max for the most part, even though I think that there are better headphones out there. And even though when people ask me what headphones I should get, I recommend the Sonys and the Bose, mostly the Sonys, because I just think they're really good. So I don't know.
Considered moving away from Apple's over-ear headphones completely and moving to Bose or Sony. And I would never conceive of doing that for any other device.
And no, I wouldn't do that for the in-ears too, which is also crazy because those I don't really care how much the quality. I mean, like, I do care for good quality, but I think they're very good and they're very convenient and I like them and I like the ability to adjust. So I don't have any intentions on going to Sony's WF-1000 XM5s, which are also just as good. I just don't, that's not conceivable. But what you just said, get the Sony WH-1000 XM5s. They're really good. In my opinion, I think you'll love them if you don't want to deal with the uncomfortable. Is that the reason why I cut you off? So I wanted
No, it's true. That is part of it. But what I was trying to say is that I've had a lot of Apple devices I like to think I'm pretty open-minded about them, and I actually love most of them. Obviously, I do. That's why we talk about this stuff every week. Yeah. That's why I do this job, is because I love them. And I think that the AirPods Max are probably the worst Apple device I've ever owned, and I don't say that lightly. I think that they are uncomfortable in many ways. I think that the mesh ear cups, they're not very breathable. They're also not particularly soft. The canopy over the head for mine collapsed within just over a year. So I was just out of warranty, but it's completely flat now. It has no bounce to it at all. It may as well not be there, which means I've just got the stainless steel in silicone resting on top of my head. So I literally end up with indentations on the top of my head, which is ridiculous. So I had to buy like a cheap Amazon, like a little protector to just try and give it a little bit more cushioning. That's ridiculous for headphones that cost this much.
Yeah, that's true.
And I find them really heavy. And I find that they have this sort of clamping effect where they squeeze your head way harder than any other sort of headphones, which increases the sense of pressure, which you already are going to get with active noise cancellation. So it just makes it worse. And the audio quality is great. I love the digital crown. I even love the button to control active noise cancellation. And I have no complaints about, obviously, the ecosystem advantage. But the case is absolutely outrageous. I can't believe that. I just cannot believe that that is even offered. I think it is extremely bad at everything it sets out to do. And serves it does not serve its purpose in any way, it's really hard to like them. What I find myself doing with them is they sit on my desk. I don't really use them very often, but once a month I will put them on and I will listen to some music for like 15 minutes with them, and I will love using them for that 15 minutes, but any other time I use them, I really do not enjoy them at all. And that is unlike any, I mean, I've had some controversial Apple products. Like, I love the 12-inch MacBook. I even love the butterfly keyboard. But the AirPods Max have pushed me like nothing else has.
I'm a butterfly keyboard fan myself, so maybe we have poor taste and maybe not a lot of people should listen to us.
Maybe.
But I also do the same thing with my AirPods Max. They sit on my desk on a nice little stand. They look great. I put them on my head. I listen to them for a little bit, and then I don't go back. The times I do use them, though, for a long time are flights, very long flights. If it's something short, I'll take my AirPods Pro and I'll deal with it. If it's something longer than an hour and a half, I take my my AirPods Max, and I will use those and be fine. However, and a lot of over-ear headphones aren't great for this, but these particularly, like putting your head up against the window, you can't do that very well with any kind of over-ear headphones, but like with AirPods Max specifically, it's just impossible, just hard to do. So that's the reason why I love my Pros, because I could just put my head up against the window and watch. Yeah. Anyways, so those are the AirPods that we're expecting for 2024. The AirPods 4, two models, and the AirPods Max maybe will be updated with the very minimal upgrades, unfortunately. Or hopefully we'll be surprised. Who knows? But that's what we're looking at. And then AirPods Pro 3, we really don't know a lot about them, so we won't really talk about it. But apparently there's an updated design to focus on comfort, faster chip. Could be some new health features. Probably not. That would be great. Although we did see in iOS 18 that there is, we'll touch on this for like a few minutes, potentially a hearing aid mode coming to the AirPods Pro. I'm guessing to the existing AirPods Pro, just via software update.
Yes, so we've heard rumors about Apple looking into using the AirPods as hearing aids for years now. This has been very widely reported. It looked like it would be kind of the first health feature per se to come to AirPods. And Apple's already investigated this with something like conversation awareness and conversation boost. So they've kind of provided these features a little bit, but because of regulatory changes in the US that enable sort of over-the-counter purchase of hearing aids, we were hearing that in a future AirPods model, Apple would actively sell them as hearing aids. But now that has changed, and it looks like Apple is actually just going to bring this to existing models. It will just be an accessibility feature, and then that is going to happen this year, which is really good. I'm sure that for a lot of people that maybe don't need to wear a hearing aid all the time, they just need it sometimes, and maybe there is a bit of a stigma around wearing a hearing aid. For you to just, if you wear AirPods normally, if you just continue wearing your AirPods, you're going to feel so much more comfortable. And maybe if it's your first hearing aid, you don't know what to buy, you can test these things out with your AirPods. So I think it's absolutely great.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see happen hopefully in a couple of months. I'm excited for, I'm just excited for anything new for the sake of our life and jobs. But I'm always excited about WWDC and getting new software. It just breathes life into older products, right? Breathes new life into older products. So, as always, let us know in the comments or hit us up or send us emails. Oh, I wanted to do this at the beginning, but I think the more emails you send us, the better, I guess, because however you reach out to us, I do want to start reading some of these things that people send us because I think it's particularly interesting. I asked everyone how they used, I guess I asked them, I kind of forgot already, I guess I asked them how they used their iPad setups or their MacBook Airs. And we got a couple of people who sent us things. And there was one in particular that I wanted to, I should have been more prepared on this because I don't know. Here he is. He wanted to remain anonymous, so I'm not going to say who it came from. But they're a professor at a so-called world top 20 university, which is a very hilarious line to me because, like, I feel like they don't think it's a top 20, but like it's so-called top 20, so they're just going with it. That made me laugh. But anyways, they're not a particularly Apple device user, but their observations from experiences in their family life and work. Recently, they've been auditing courses for undergrad students, And when he looks at the lecture hall, he estimates about 80% of the students have tablets for note-taking, whether it's an iPad or otherwise. It's probably an iPad. And they also carry other machines with them. So it looks like the iPad to students is like definitely not always their only device. It's more of a supplemental thing, which I guess we knew, but like 80% of the people that's in a really large lecture hall, that's a lot of people. So yeah, so he has a MacBook Air and an iPad Pro and a Mac Mini. So Mac Mini's at his office. MacBook Air, I'm guessing he takes with him along with the iPad Pro. So the Mac Mini hardly gets any use. Both the iPad Pro and MacBook Air are heavily used every day. My iPad Pro is used at the gym, which is intriguing. I wish he would have told me more about that. When he has to teach, he notes he uses off his iPad. He reads them and also to make keynote presentations, read scientific papers, and do note-taking. And then the MacBook Air is more for long-form writing, which I can see that. You know, if you don't want to use the Magic, especially if you're writing on your actual lap, the iPad Pro is not going to work out with the Magic Keyboard. He has an elderly aunt greater than 80 that loves her iPad, and she doesn't think that she can use a Mac. This is more like the most that she could probably do at this point. And so that's also interesting. My parents don't use computers anymore either, or at least my mom might for work, but my dad doesn't. He only uses his iPad. So, and you know, he's almost 80. He's crazy. He's almost 80 years old. So yeah, I mean, like that makes a lot of sense. So what I'm gathering here is like, if you're doing a lot of notes and documents and stuff, particularly with handwriting or just like trying to follow along in a lecture hall and you need something to like take up a lot less space, it seems as if like a lot of people are using iPads and iPad Pros along with a more low budget Mac, because you don't really need the latest and greatest between your iPad and your MacBook. You should be able to take care of both. So I thought that was really intriguing. And then there was another guy who sent me an email, and I think you got it too. This man wrote a novel, and I thank him so much. So grateful for all of that insight. I read the entire thing. I even saw at the end to prove to you that I read most of it. This person was also a fellow. He said he's local, but he travels all around to different states in the Midwest. So, but he said he's local to me. So, you know, I saw his area codes, very similar to mine. So I'm always happy that a fellow Clevelander or Cleveland adjacent will reach out. But he uses his iPad on the go for insurance claim adjustments. And I have seen a lot of, unfortunately, when my car got hit twice, both insurance claim adjusters came out with iPads. So that makes a lot of sense. And I have friends that do like property inspections. And so I think a lot of them, you know, realtors, people that are on the go and need that kind of like lightweight, but all that power to be able to use their apps and stuff. An iPad makes a lot of sense. Or people use like 2-in-1s, but who wants to use a Windows 2-in-1? Then that doesn't seem like fun. I want more of this stuff. So if you've made it this far, send us your stuff specifically with this episode. What's your workflow? What do you use your AirPods for? What kind of AirPods do you have? Do you use AirPods Pro for specific things and AirPods Max, like we said, flights, working out? What do you guys find? Let us know. Hit us up. Email us if you want to, I guess. If you got a novel to write, that's totally fine. And keep the conversation going as usual. Also, be sure to rate the podcast, unless, of course, the rating is going to be bad, in which case you can send all of the negativity to Hartley. And with that said, we'll catch everybody in the next episode.